Traffic data collected over the last year along streets in the city's South End will be part of a presentation December 1 exploring the impacts of a plan to divert heavy trucks out of downtown Cambridge. The region is inviting the public to share their opinions on Thursday, Dec. 1 from 6 to 8 p.m. before staff takes a recommendation to Regional Council in early 2023. Manager of Transportation Planning for the Region of Waterloo, Cornell Mucci, said numbers on the origin and destination of trucks that travel through Galt's core, along with possible impacts a truck prohibition in the core might have on residential areas along McQueen Shaver Boulevard, Franklin Boulevard and Dundas Street, will be detailed at the Zoom meeting. Data collection for the study was delayed due to the pandemic, preventing the region from meeting a city request that information be available prior to the opening of McQueen Shaver Boulevard last year. In June, a staff report said a recommendation to restrict trucks in downtown Cambridge would also include a recommendation to install noise walls along portions of McQueen Shaver Boulevard. The report presented to the Planning and Works Committee is recommending noise walls along McQueen Shaver Boulevard up to 1,500 meters in length, with the actual extent determined through detailed design. The approximate cost of the additional noise walls along McQueen Shaver Boulevard is estimated to be up to $4 million. A truck prohibition in Galt's core would require not only city and regional input to draft a bylaw, Mucci added, but also a green light from the Ministry of Transportation, since Dundas Street and Water Street are provincial highways and are under MTO jurisdiction. Mucci said signage and enforcement of a truck prohibition would also still need to be worked out. To register for meeting or for more information, visit www.engagear.ca/downtown-cambridge-truck-diversion-study. A meeting link and a reminder email will be sent following the registration. Correction: a previous version of this story mentioned that the region was recommending noise walls be built along the entirety of McQueen Shaver Boulevard. That is not correct. A recommendation about the length and cost of the noise wall installation was tabled at a meeting in June. Cambridge Today regrets the error.